Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Ah, yes.
Well, there was a time. Chris, from North Carolina.
Oh, dude.
Chris Ronji, Amy Markscore is with you. Only a couple more days left in 2024. And The Athletic Ronj, I don't know if you saw this.
Not The Athletic Ronj. The Athletic, comma, Ronj. There you go.
No one has seen The Athletic Ronj.
I used to have a glove.
You're coughing.
I'm dying.
Smoking cigarettes over there. The Athletic, comma, Ronj conducted a poll among 40 executives and coaches in each of the four major leagues, MLB, NBA, NFL, and NHL. And they asked these executives to rank the top five front offices in their respective leagues. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a point system here. The first place vote got 10 points. A second place vote was worth 7. Third place, 5. Fourth place, 3. Fifth place, 1. So then they took all of these rankings for all four leagues and put them together to rank the top five front offices in the four major sports combined.
Okay.
So the executives were asked about their respective leagues. We can just jump right in. Who do you think... You can say who you think number one is or who you think is in the top five.
So of all the sports, and we're all of them ranked together. So
yeah,
not like by league. Okay.
Right. So 40 executives and coaches in MLB, 40 executive coaches in NHL and so forth. They each ranked according to this point system within their own leagues, but then the points were thrown together.
So what they consider to be what these executives, we're talking executives and not players, because that would be probably a different outcome. Okay, so
here's how The Athletic put it. Quote, this isn't a scientific comparison of these front offices, but rather a ranking of which ones are viewed as the best by their direct competitors.
See, well, this is what's in my head.
Okay.
If you remember from, I believe it was last year, where they did this, a similar thing with the NFL, and they asked players what they think of the organization. And the Chiefs were like 31 or 32. They were ranked near the bottom, which is stunning.
That was players?
Players because of the amount of success they've had.
And winning generally covers a multitude of things.
You would think. Yeah. But I would guess, or maybe it was ownership. It was something about ownership or the organization, whatever. But my guess would be that the Chiefs are viewed more favorably amongst GMs and other executives around sports because of the amount of success they've had, because of the Super Bowls, the fact they're on the verge of a potential three-peat here.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess. I don't think they're going to be number one, but I would guess they're top five right now. I would think the Tampa Bay Rays are probably up there just because they historically have done very well with very little payroll.
Mm-hmm.
They've maximized everything. They're always competitive. They don't win a World Series, but they're always competitive without paying for high-priced free agents. I would think the Ravens and or the Steelers are up there.
Okay.
Just because there's always consistency with those teams. But I don't know who the number one team would be. This is a really great question. But I would think those organizations would be there. What's further interesting is I think if this were 20 years ago, the Cardinals would definitely be in the top five, top 10, if not top five. But they're not there right now because they haven't had the same success that they used to. You remember, they were viewed as the model for baseball teams that you didn't have to spend crazy amounts of money to win. You could still put together a really good product and a team that is competitive. They win World Series. They go to World Series. So I would say that, 15 years ago, we're talking about the Cardinals, but I bet they're not there now.
All right. So Let's do this. Let's start with the top five. Then I'll tell you where the St. Louis teams are ranked. But you said the Chiefs, the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Rays. Chiefs, Steelers, Ravens, Rays.
Yeah, I put the Rays in there. I bet the Colorado Avalanche are up there, too.
Okay. So you were spot on with the top five, including the Tampa Bay Rays and the Baltimore Ravens. So the Baltimore Ravens came in third place.
Oh, wow. Third overall. Okay.
Third overall. Yeah. This is all four leagues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Tampa Bay Rays were fourth overall.
That makes sense.
Pretty darn good. The surprise is the Steelers. They were 37th overall. Tied for 37th.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
The
All right.
Chiefs, number eight.
Okay.
So can you guess who one and two are?
Give me, what is number one? What league? What league?
NBA.
In the NBA, number one overall, maybe Celtics?
Want me to just tell you?
Yeah.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oklahoma City?
Yeah, was ranked number one of all four leagues. It had 29 first place votes. And
what's the rationale there? What did does it give you an idea of what executives say about them?
It says that part of it is the draft and
Okay.
the way they're able to run the organization. At the same time, do you think they put so much? Does it matter that it's a single sport city that all of that attention is on them or not really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Were the Packers up there?
It said the Oklahoma City Thunder have amassed a collection of draft picks that is unrivaled in the
okay.
NBA.
And that's the kind of thing that executives would be mm-hmm. really interested in because they love draft capital.
So one assistant GM said, OKC, they're so well positioned, blanking blank, for the next 5 years.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They said they have been able to build assets, build a collection of talent, and just make an incredibly competitive organization. Okay. Number two.
Number two in this what league?
Baseball. Major
number
League Baseball.
Number two in baseball. Okay. I probably should look at the...
if you want a hint, I can give you a hint.
Yeah, give me a hint.
It doesn't necessarily... Having a big budget does not exclude you from this list.
Well, I can't believe there's a team in front of the Rays. Is it the Braves? The Braves spend a lot of money,
though. That was my guess. It was not the Braves. You ready?
Yeah.
The Dodgers.
Oh, well,
because
yeah, okay.
It said just because they do have, they've got the money, and they said you shouldn't fault executives for being able to spend money.
And I agree with that because they are capable of spending money. They do it. They commit to it, but they also do the other things really well.
Yeah, he said the farm
the farm system's great. They draft well. They develop. That's a good organization top to bottom.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
That is one executive described the first place vote for the Dodgers as, quote, self-explanatory. They are elite at everything. He said the roster is well managed. The farm system churns out prospects. And yeah, they have a lot of money. But what another executive said is, one of the things they do so well is knowing which stars to sign.
Yep.
They said you can't fault them for having money, and they spend it well.
See, and I go into this, the exercise, I went into it thinking, okay, well,
yeah.
The teams that are going to be viewed the highest are the ones that don't necessarily have to spend
mm-hmm.
a ton,
mm-hmm.
but they do things from the ground up, which is, I would think most executives would, most teams... Owners certainly would love to pay as little as they could for payroll, right?
Yeah.
So you would think that that's how they would see it. I agree with that executive. You cannot fault a team
mm-hmm.
that has money and is willing to spend it. We talk about this all the time. I love it. I love when teams like the Yankees spend a lot of money, and I love when the Dodgers do it because let me give you I go to this example a lot. The Dodgers go to the World Series, I think it was 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And instead of what a lot of teams would do is they would say, hey, we went to the World Series. We're going to bring back most of the same guys. We're in great shape. The Dodgers do that,
mm-hmm.
and they go get Mookie Betts. They go get one of the top three or four players in the game after going to a World Series. And yeah, they have the resources, but they said, we're good. We're going to do everything we can to get even better. We already went to a World Series. We're going to get even better for next year. I love when teams do that because most owners would want to rest a little bit and say, eh, we don't need to commit all of this money. Look, we're a World Series team as it is. I mean, why do we need to get better? Well, they did it. I love it. And I think every team should do that as best they can.
Is it fair to say that, like we said, they're elite on all levels. They know where to spend their money. And there are teams that don't always spend the money wisely, like the Boston Red Sox have spent money poorly before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Yankees have done it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, the Texas Rangers have spent some bad money, but they gave it a shot. I would rather teams try than not try.
So, okay, so we have the Oklahoma City Thunder, 1. Los Angeles Dodgers, 2. You guessed 3 and 4. The Baltimore Ravens are 3, 4. The Tampa Bay Rays, number 5. You want to guess? And I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Because you'll never guess that it's actually in the NHL.
It's in the NHL.
It's in the NHL.
I don't. So I'm guessing it's not the Blues.
Not the Blues.
I said Avalanche earlier. It's not them.
Mm-mm.
Wonder where they are.
I'll let you know. It is the Dallas Stars.
Oh,
the
okay.
Stars have been to the Western Conference Final 3 of the past 5 years. They lost the 2020 Stanley Cup Final. They're not a dynasty, but what they're able to do with homegrown talent and be competitive, the general manager, Jim Nill, does a great job. So that would be the top 5. How about when we come back, I'll give you some other interesting placements as well as where the Cardinals and Blues landed.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. And I could tell you who's dead last. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
All right, I was going through the list here from The Athletic, a ranking of the top front offices in all four major sports, MLB, NFL, NHL, NBA. This is as ranked by 40 executives and coaches in each of their respective leagues, and then they put the rankings all together. OKC, Oklahoma City Thunder, number 1. Dodgers,
didn't see
number
that coming.
2. Baltimore Ravens, number 3.
Rays are up there.
Tampa Bay Rays, number 4. And the Dallas Stars, number 5. Where do you think your St. Louis Blues ranked?
Out of how many? What would total?
70.
Out of 70 teams? Mm-hmm. Are they on the 70?
They are.
Okay. Because there are more than 70 pro teams. My guess is they came in probably in the 60s.
No, better than that. They were tied for 44th
The
Houston Rockets and the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, that's not bad.
Where do you think your St. Louis Cardinals came in?
50s.
They did not make the cut.
They didn't make the cut.
No. And that would have been different 10 years ago.
That's
10 years ago, they would have been
10 to 15, they'd have been top 10.
Yeah.
Easy.
They did not make the top 70.
Wow. Okay.
Bears made the top 70.
What? I thought the Bears would have been dead last. They are so bad. They are the worst team in professional sports. The worst organization.
So the 70th spot was all a tie for the 70s. Do you want to hear? And they were all tied with 1 point, which means executive voted them fifth best in their league.
Yeah, it was somebody with the Bears.
It probably was.
What's the best organization? Us.
Here are the teams they were tied with. The Chicago Bears ranked 70th with 1 point, which means one executive in their league said they were the fifth best team. New York Mets, New Orleans Saints, Cincinnati Reds, Toronto Maple Leafs, Washington Wizards, Arizona Cardinals, Miami Dolphins, and the LA Clippers.
Okay.
How are the Bears on there and not the Cardinals?
When was this done? At the beginning of the year? I'll tell you what happened. At the beginning of the year.
Probably 4 games into it.
at the beginning of the year when they probably started putting this together.
So it was the start. You nailed it, Ronj. It's the start of each respective season this year.
Well, everybody was talking about them, that they have drafted this number one overall generational quarterback talent, and they have put him in maybe the best situation a rookie quarterback has ever come into because they weren't all that bad the year before. Usually, a team is dead last, you know, like 2 wins or 3 wins or whatever, when they get to draft a quarterback like that, the number one overall pick. But they got it in a trade, so therefore they weren't terrible last year. So people were saying this is a look, they gave him weapons, they gave him offense, but they overlooked the line and how terrible the offensive line and how terrible the coaching is and was, and we knew it. So it was probably early season, like, oh wow, this is going to be a perfect situation for them, and we know what's happening.
And it was. It was at the beginning of each of the league's respective seasons. Okay, rounding out the top 10, number 6 was the Boston Celtics. Number 7, you think you might have said this too, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay.
I did not say the Lightning, no.
Okay, so the Tampa Bay Rays and the Tampa Bay Lightning, both in top 10, which is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah.
John Cooper, their head coach, he's incredible. Obviously, they won the Stanley Cup in 2020. That was when Pat Maroon played as well. Kansas City Chiefs, number 8.
Oh, there you go.
Number 9, Florida Panthers.
Oh, interesting.
Yep, number 9, Florida Panthers. They are head coach Paul Maurice. He's one of my favorite coaches in the NHL. Probably Paul Maurice and Craig Berube are my two favorite NHL coaches. Although Jim Montgomery is awesome. Number 10, San Francisco 49ers.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have any interest in 11 through 20, Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Atlanta Braves, 12.
There you go.
Vegas Golden Knights, 13. Miami Heat, 14. Cleveland Guardians, 15.
I'm a little surprised the Warriors weren't up there. I feel like Golden State's put together a pretty good organization. That's interesting, though. I like lists like this. I'm really curious. I'm always curious to know what executives privately think. Well, you know, because they're not going to tell you. They're not going to put their names to it, but you can get a nice aggregate of what they think.
Golden State Warriors tied for 32nd with the Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, Eagles and Braves, I thought the Braves would be pretty high up there.
It just, when you put this up against what the Cardinals and Blues are right now, I mean, they're average teams, you know, in the landscape of sports. Both teams are just kind of average. And it's... You know, we're not that far removed from a Stanley Cup, and we're really not that far removed if you think about it. I guess it's been over a decade now, but from a World Series. So most teams don't get the chance to go to a World Series, but it feels like, at least from the perspective, the national perspective, that the pedestal the Cardinals have been on for decades is kind of gone for them. That same luster isn't there anymore. And the evidence of that is how much people talk about the farm system and the foundational level and the stuff they used to do really well, where they were out in front of all the other teams and doing it. They have been bypassed by a lot of teams in baseball.
And remember, this was at the start of the season, so maybe fans, the public was late to the game, but this was before the whole Katie Wu breaking story about how far behind the Cardinals were in their farm system. So maybe these executives saw that or knew it, or maybe they had already just seen enough that even before the Athletic story came out about how far behind the Cardinals farm system is. I will say, like, certain votes, we know how I said all the teams tied for 70th with the Chicago Bears. They had 1 point. And that's because one person said they were in fifth place. One executive described his fifth place vote for the New York Mets as, quote, purely a vote of confidence in David Stearns.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that's why sometimes somebody would get one vote.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. A text message here, and we'd like to hear from you too, at 314-436-7900, or drop us a voice message straight from the Odyssey app. If you're listening to the show live there, this text says, not every team has the money the Dodgers have. MLB needs a salary cap because teams like the Dodgers are killing competition and the game. I could not disagree with that anymore. The baseball does not need a salary cap. And if you believe they do, and if you believe the sport is being killed, it is not because teams are spending money. If anything, the thing that hurts baseball is teams that don't spend money. Teams like the Oakland A's, They've refused to contribute any money, even though they get revenue sharing money. And if you go back and look at the World Series participants over the last several years, yeah, you got big market teams like the Dodgers and Yankees, but last year it was the Rangers and Diamondbacks. You know, you had the Rays in the World Series just 4 years ago. Look, a lot of big Cleveland was in 2016. It's not exclusive to the big market teams with money. And I'll give you another bit of reality. Most teams can spend money if they want to. They just choose not to.